Merry Christmas. So way back in 1929, when my dad was 9 years old, on the other side of the universe in Poland was a young man by the name of Karol Wojtyła, who was also 9 years old. And of course, Karol Wojtyła would eventually become Pope John Paul, eventually become Saint John Paul, and maybe one day will be John Paul the Great. But when he was 9 years old, Karol came home one day and to his apartment where his father and mother lived, and he saw his father crying profusely. And as the tears ran down his father's face, he said, "Dad, what is wrong?" He says, "Dad, I have some very sad news. Your mother has died." Karol Wojtyła, a young 9-year-old boy, darted out of his apartment, ran a couple blocks to his local parish church, and went in there before a statue of the Blessed Mother and said a prayer, which he would later share with the world. "I don't know why you took my mother so young, but Mary, one thing I do know is that now you must be my mother." And Mary wants to be the mother of all of us. Mary wants you and me to know the tender love of the Mother of God. It's really kind of amazing. I don't know about you, but it's hard enough for me to share my mom with my older brother and younger sister. That was a problem. For them, not for my mom, of course. She got it, no. But Jesus says, "I want to share my mother with everyone." And so why do we honor Mary? To put it very simply, God honors Mary. And if God honors Mary, who am I not to honor Mary? God himself says to the angel, "You will be called blessed of the Most High. All generations will honor you." And so we are part of that. So one of the things that we have developed over the centuries as a Catholic community is this devotion, this love of Mary. Which is really a beautiful thing because our religion is not meant to be cold, but it's meant to be warm. God gives us a gift in Mary. Mary is the mother of God, not just the mother of anyone. I mean, my mom was the mother of just somebody. But Mary is the mother of God because Jesus, who is fully God and fully human, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of Mary. And so the church has long defended that teaching. Eventually we get formally defined in the 400s. And why is that teaching so important? It's not about Mary, it's about who Jesus is. That Jesus is God. Because if Jesus is not God, then his death on the cross is not going to bring us salvation. Then his death on the cross is not going to win us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. But because Jesus is God, and the only way he could truly be God born of Mary is that he's also born of the power of the Holy Spirit. So that Mary has to be the mother of God, or she's simply the mother of another kid. So one of the things that we want to do is foster devotion. I'm very grateful for the gift of my dad who helped me to honor my mother. Like, yeah, usually it was pretty easy, but sometimes I was who I was, and it wasn't always easy. In fact, one of the more difficult moments of my life was as a teenager, I was kind of saying something smart-alecky towards my mother at the breakfast table as we're getting ready for church. My mother would go to a Lutheran church, my dad to the Catholic church with us kids. I made some, I don't know, whatever, comment about my mother, which was simply inappropriate. I'll just leave it at that. It's the only time it ever happened. And my dad, hearing how his spouse was just spoken about, grabs me by the collar, takes me upstairs, and gives me a little lesson, never touched me, but impressed upon me that it's not how you speak to your mother. I'll never forget it. He was helping me remember who my mother was, even though I knew that, who she was. But more than just the person who dispensed food and clothing and everything to me, that there is meant to be a relationship there that can never be violated. Once there was a kid coming into church years ago, not in this parish, and he was one of three adopted kids, siblings, so you know there's issues. There's stuff going on in their lives. They were adopted when they were like 4, 5, and 6, and the one kid was having a bad day. Dad was working. Dad was not with mom, and she's bringing these three kids to church, and this kid is just pounding his mother. He's hitting her, saying, I hate you, in the back of the church. And I go, well, that's not good. And so I just got down between the kid and the mom, and I said to the kid, you can't speak to your mom like that. And he goes, but she's mean and ugly. I go, I don't care if she's mean and ugly. She's your mother. You can't speak to her like that. And he, and then like just seeing like just like everyone's at their wit's end, I said, hey, kid, why don't you sit next to me up there? His eyes went. His mother's eyes went. The usher's eyes went. I said, yeah. So when I walk down the aisle, you just walk next to me. We'll just go up there. So we did. He sat next to me in that chair, and I sat there. Never said anything about why he was there to anyone, because it was no one's business. And it wasn't. And eventually after the homily, mom came and said, are you doing okay? And he went back and sat the rest. But we need to learn how to honor our mothers, how to care for our mothers. And sometimes it's difficult. So even as a human, we're called to do that. So one of the things that I want to invite us to do is create some devotion in your life to Mary, the Mother of God. Maybe it's every time you come to church, you go over to a statue of Mary and you light a candle. Maybe it's pray a deck of the rosary every night before you go to bed. Maybe it's simply pray 3 Hail Marys as you get in the car. Maybe it's read something or memorize the Magnificat. But do something to foster devotion, affection, appreciation, love of Mary, our mother. And of course, sometimes we want to remember. So I just want to encourage us. You know, it's not like something you have to do, but it's something that I needed a reminder of when I was a kid.